Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard back with you. Joining us today is Matt Sternberg. Matt is an enterprise solutions executive with Lenovo. And Matt, we know that in today's healthcare organizations, a great deal of pressure to meet the increased demands, to be able to, you know, capture and store, view and share medical images and do it securely and efficiently. Medical imaging, vital component of patient care these days, rapidly growing focus area. And between all the mandates, our aging populations, and the new technologies available, healthcare organizations discovering ways to use medical imaging for improved outcomes. And what we want to do on this episode of Connection Point is discuss with you some new approaches and technologies that help optimize data center infrastructure to support PACS solutions. So again, appreciate you being on board here today. Let's start with the why and how you answer when you're out there talking to organizations that are looking to control some of their capital expenditures. How do you answer this question? Why should we invest in new data center infrastructure to support our PACS initiatives?
Customers need to invest in PACS solutions to help them stay competitive in the marketplace. These imaging devices provide high levels of diagnostic care and must meet stringent compliance regulations. This means customers need more compute performance, more storage capacity, and more network bandwidth to support these various devices and equipment within this specialized department of the hospital.
Now, I don't think you're going to get too many arguments from groups out there understanding kind of that why. That seems easy. What's harder is the what. Where do we start? The key elements of supporting this new data center framework. So give me your list of what are some of the technologies and elements that we need to be thinking about reinvesting in.
So classic PACS infrastructure was a typical three-phase, or what we call a three-tier architecture, which was typically a storage and storage management, followed by a server platform and server management therein. The reasoning is organizations need higher volumes of raw storage capacity to deal with PACS. So these are all large files that need to be stored. And then compute is becoming more and more dense, and so the need increases. Instead of sampling and adding boxes, you can leverage virtualization or converged infrastructure, which brings me to really where the market is going is converged infrastructure, which some people might throw around the term hyperconverged, which is not totally accurate to what it is, but you know, we're just going to go with the word converged infrastructure. Having compute, storage, and networking along with unified management software in a pre-configured, pre-tested appliance allows for greater data center density, easier scalability, and lower operating expenses. This allows us to pull the compute and storage into a single architecture. Now, the difference between that and like a hyperconvergence is then we start pulling networking into the software layer as well, which we're getting there. We're pretty close, but we're not quite there yet. And PACS is a big driver in the increasingly popular movement known as software-defined infrastructure. Rather than continuing to buy more and more hardware to address imagery requirements for PACS and other applications, many IT professionals are evaluating a software-defined infrastructure model. In a software-defined data center and its subgroups, software-defined compute, storage, and networking, software control elements are separate, called abstraction, from the hardware. This simplifies systems management, eases scalability, and improves performance while tamping down on the new infrastructure spending.
Let's take a couple moments here then, Matt, and I want to dive into kind of the uniqueness that you see and or have heard from customers about Lenovo's approach, because as we all know, there are a lot of folks out there that make servers and workstations and storage solutions for PACS. So the uniqueness that you're hearing in the marketplace about Lenovo and your approach.
Yeah, so there's a couple main points there. So first of all, Lenovo's solution for healthcare customers is built upon a well-established end-to-end product portfolio. We call it from the pants pocket to the data center. This means that we're the only company out there that makes everything from your wearables, your phone, your notebook, your desktop, to the data center, which is your server storage, networking, racks, power, cooling, everything. From bedside devices to data center infrastructure, these devices are optimized for critical workloads, such as PACS or anything else really in the hospital. For data center infrastructure that acts as a foundation for cutting-edge PACS solutions, Lenovo offers ThinkServer and SystemX data systems. These systems are optimized for performance-centric application like PACS based on the sophisticated Intel Xeon processors, scale-out architecture, high-density compute, and redundant components for ensured availability. We call this model pay as you grow. For the third real point, for PACS workloads that require not only high performance and capacity, but also blazing fast graphics and sophisticated analytics, Lenovo is able to deliver and support a collection of servers, workstations, and endpoint devices such as desktops, notebooks, and tablets. From Lenovo's highly acclaimed and award-winning ThinkPad notebooks to purpose-built PACS servers, Lenovo collaborates with its partner PC Connection Inc. to provide healthcare organizations with the ideal mix of hardware, infrastructure, and deployment services to optimize medical imaging.
Ultimately, Matt, what's your advice for folks that are, you know, they've got a PACS deployment on the roadmap? They're realizing from this conversation, okay, we need to be doing some investment in our data center. Final piece of advice, kind of get us on the right track.
Really what we're basically talking about is how to team up with the appropriate partner. By choosing a company like Lenovo that has, you know, products from the pants pocket to the data center and teaming up with an integration partner like PC Connection can really set you up for success in any kind of rollout or deployment or even a brand new architecture. So I would say the key takeaway is really how can Lenovo and PC Connection work better for your customer and kind of keeping everybody on the right track.
All right, Matt. Hey, good takeaway there to wrap things up. And folks, whether directly related to PACS or the storage of other critical patient data, implementing high-performing infrastructure technologies, as we're hearing from Matt, right? Vital to support the flow of information to your clinicians and to ultimately improve operational efficiencies and quality of care. So Matt, again, appreciate you taking time joining us today for the conversation. Folks, want to leave you with this. PC Connection Inc. and Lenovo, they can help deploy the infrastructure services and solutions you need to keep providers and patients connected to critical images and data. If you're interested in learning more about the Lenovo solutions and the services that PC Connection, GovConnection, and More Direct can offer your organization, then do a couple things. One, visit pcconnection.com/health. You can also give us a call, 1-800-395-8685. Love to talk to you about your initiatives, your plans moving forward, etc. And if you want to send us an email, you can connect@pcconnection.com. That is where we're going to wrap things up for this Connection Point episode. Again, my name is James Hilliard. Thank you for joining us. We do look forward to catching up with you on our next episode.